nice beef.
I came on Elvis Chuga. Halacha days. The Rambam says that a person is nidden every year of a nice of negative chiyosa. And if it's Yisaira, it's of a nice of a rosh, if Yisaira's chiyosa is a tzaddik, mefza mefza's a beinani. V'chein kol oilam kuloi. And he says, v'chein medina o medina shavin yisam berubin v'yazi yoyvedis. And every particular medina, even again assuming that as an individual a person has more mitzvahs than avedis and he would be nechtam l'chayim, but he could still receive a punishment l'misa to the extent that he's shayach to a medina or to kol olam kulay, the raya on medina, Dr. Rambam, what's the makor that there's a din not kol medina? Shenem azak ha'stoyim v'amoyda kirah v'chein kol olam kulay. The raya to that is vaya Hashem kirah b'ra'as ha'adam. And you see that there was a mabit. So we alluded to last week, al-Khayr, when we get to this week's parasha, so we have to look a little bit more. Yes, last week we spoke more about the mabit. This week, the Rambam brings the pasuk by Zakah, Stein, and Amoida. L'Khayr, we need to explain, we need to understand this follows. Vayoyim Hashem, Zakah, Stein, and Amoida, ki rabba. L'chatos and kichov damoi. That then I'll destroy Taka de Medina. Then lo yedo, if it's not bo elai dezaka, so lo yedo, we'll see. However you tie yedo. So from here, the Rambam brings a raya. You see that there could be an osu kala, there could be an einish on the entire Medina. The shaila is, and the fighter. How do you understand the psukim after that? You're going to destroy a tzaddik with a rasha? Yeah, why not? And then later on says, "Chalila lucha me'asos kadov azel lo ham tzaddik im rasha, vaya katzaddik rasha. Chalila lucha ashoyfik kol aretz layasa mishpat." What's not mishpat about it? He's a tzaddik. As an individual, he's taka. In and of himself, he would be neftim l'chayim. He's a tzaddik. But at the same time, he's also a member of society. He's a member of the particular Medina in which he happens to be. And in the larger, more general sense, he's a member of humanity. And as such, he has both, he's nichol both in the gzardin of the Medina and the gzardin of kol olam kulay. So what's the entire mahalach here, this entire parasha, needs to be understood in light of the Rambam, what the Rambam is saying. In other words, the Torah is mashma, that the tzaddikim themselves is the poshut. That seems to be, there would be no way for the tzaddik to be matzel the rest of Stein Vamoida if al zeh gufa anu damin, if al rishonis anu mitzadim, if on the tzaddik himself is nichol in the din, so vos va'ayachsin, what yichus does the tzaddik have over here to say this kol here? If the Rambam is saying that mitzad the gzeidah, so here this was not a gzeidah al kol yachid v'yachid, this is a gzeidah of stein v'amoyda. If in the gzeidah of stein v'amoyda the tzaddik is as much nichlal as anybody else, so where do you say that to have kisvet tzaddik in Russia and v'lasisa l'amokim l'mana tzaddikim asher bekirba, that not only they should be saved, they should be able to save the entire year? What's the, on what level, where, this is not in the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a din. And if the Medina is Avon Yisrael, Amruvim Mizchi Yisav, so both the Tzaddikim and the Shoham are Nechtam L'Misa. Here it sounds like Be'emes would have worked. No, at the end it turned out that the Nebuch warned Asar Tzaddikim. Had there been Asar Tzaddikim, he negotiated it down from 50 to 10. And the bottom line is, it says in the Pasuk that they looked. And they loyashkes vayomer loyashkes bavu asada. 10 tzaddikim would have saved the entire 5 cities there, and they didn't find. So the Rambam zogin that there's a tzaddikim could be ma. Can't say that, right? Because mirat of that tzaddikim on nechol and v'gzeila. So hech yiskayim this entire part. So then is when you learn the rishonim over here. So it seems to become clear that Enochinami mitzad ikhadin mimidis hadin Mitzad HaMishpat, the Rambam is talking, the Rambam is saying that the Tzadikim on Nichol with the Rishon and the Melech the Av and the Oyeh should be the Emes on everybody. This entire parasha of the Tefillah of Avraham Avinu was that the Rebbeinu Shalom should go Mimidas Adin and Mimidas Harachamim. That was the entire focus and plan of Avraham Avinu over here, was to get the Rebbeinu Shalom to go Mikisei Adin to Mikisei Harachamim, and B'Toyedus Harachamim, it would be shayach that the tzaddikim not only would then be able to sell them, save themselves, but they would be able to be mafzil the rest of the year. Where do you see this? So you see this, first of all, the Ramban says it befeidish on Zach Hashtoim V'Amoida. The Ramban says, Eidet, Ve'edet berachamim im ketzakosa abo elai vim lo yedo v'arachem. So the Ramban teaches the Pasuk, ketzakosa abo elai osu kolo, that the Torah's din, it's also kolo. So I'm going to see if I have to go b'midas adin. If I have to be done the tzibur b'midas adin. Stoyim v'amoyim b'midas adin. V'imloy, if there's no za'okah. The za'okah, it sounds like the za'okah sashukim, sounds like he's learning, would be mechayev b'midas adin. Because za'okah sashukim, he once spoke, he say the Rosh is a rachem, so you should go with Erech HaPayim. What's with the rachem v'chanum? Yeah, Zachas HaShukim, they are victims. They are victims to say that. That's not a midas rachem to leave the victims and to say, it's okay, don't worry, we'll take care of you some other time. Right now, I need to go with midas rachem and to go with Erech HaPayim in the Rishon. Avada, that's Mishkem Ha'alam. Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachem v'chanum, Erech HaPayim. Rachem v'chanum comes before Erech HaPayim. So the Meir of the Baruch Hu is saying, "Erad another Erak Tzakosa. If there's a Zakas Hashukim Haboila, is also called then it's B'midas Hadin and it's Kiloyim. The Imloy, if there's no Zakah, the Meir of the Baruch Hu then holds that there's the luxury of being done then B'midas Harachamim because there's nothing pressing. The Erech Hapayim could be in effect. You could go with an effect in B'midas Harachamim of Erech Hapayim." The Imloy Eidah, the Zoyan, the Ramban is bringing from the Zoyan, Eidah is Miloshim, like Vayeda, Odom, Eschava, Ishtar, is Miloshim Abba, Miloshim Rachamim. Vayeda is Miloshim Rachamim, not Imloy Eidah, we'll see what will happen. The Imloy Eidah, Berachamim, if I don't hear the Zakas HaShukim, then we can go to Midas HaRachamim, and that's in fact, that led into. That was next. Yifnu Mishama Anosh Vayel Tzad Avram Vaydenu Oymi Lufnei Hashem Vayigash Avram Vayoyim Aftis Vetzadikim Roshna. And with the Hakdama of Imloy Eidah, that led to these tefillahs. So Avram sensed, and in fact the Rebbeinu Shlom was alluding to the fact that there's a Mokrim over here to go B'midas HaRachamim. So the Mele Avram Avinu started being Mispalo. Of course tefillahs called Rachmi, the essence of tefillahs Rachmi. Avraham Avinu being the spowl, as of Tzugain, it should go through Midas HaRachamim. And beyond that, we see the Rishonim. Why did he pick 50 tzaddikim, which worked out, Rashi says, to 5 cities, 10 for each city, and eventually he negotiated it down to the rock bottom of 10 people, Bechlal, in all 5 cities. So you see the 10, the mitzvah of 10 is very prevalent, is very pervasive over here in the tefillahs. Ebenezer says that from here is a mocha, even though he says Chazal say in Brachis, that Chazal say that Tfilah Ba'asara, that Tfilah Satzibah is Ba'asara. He says, but you really, nonetheless, you have over here from Chumash, Dr. Ebenezer, you have a Raya over here from the Psukim. You have without what Chazal say that it's like that, from the Psukim itself. This pasuk, that the pasuk says that 10 asashkes, that you need a minimum of 10 people, and 50 is the charusa, 10 for each city. So they were really negotiating whether you needed a tefillah b'tzibur in each one of the 5 cities separately, or if the tefillah b'tzibur of 10 people is maspik. That's what the negotiating process took into account. But in effect, 10 is the mitzvah over here, because the idea of the tzaddikim wasn't stam in the schus of the tzaddikim, the city should be saved. The idea was that the tzaddikim should get, Avram is being mispalel, that we have a means, not only are they my own tefillah, but I'm going to be mispalel, which would allow for the tzaddikim to be mispalel b'toyda, tefillah b'tzibah, in either each of the cities, or the chlolius, that you'll have 10 tzaddikim being mispalel. And that's the koyach of tefillah, which is again the koyach of tefillah, which is rachamim, that al yedei tefillah will be mahapif the gzardin, which the Rambam in fact says Avada me'ikah hadin mimidas hamishpat. The avada it should be that if the stein v'amoida is chatosam kichav demayid, then everybody will be destroyed mimidas hadin. And over here, al yidei tefilas Avraham Avinu, which in a sense his tefila was hagufa to allow for the tefilas harabin, which is basada l'chalia or basada l'chalal yusam, that will allow for hatsalah stein v'amoida b'midas harachmin dimloy eido. The Targum Yonison and Uziel also learns like this. In Pasuk of Dalit, the Targum Yonison says, Mo'im is chamshin zakoyin b'goy karata, ulayesh chamishin tzadikim b'soy chayir. So he inserts over here, d'yetzlun kodomach asada l'chol kirva. That there'll be mispalu before you, d'yetzlun kodomach, the tefillah of Ulayesh Hamishim Tzadikim is the pshat that those Hamishim Tzadikim will be separated into five groups of tefillah b'tzibah, each one for the whole year. And in that schus begins Zachus Hamishim Zakoin, and in the schus of those Hamishim Tzadikim being mispalo, the matzul b'yayim. So as I go up and get off learn, and this is the way you would learn, Kipshuta is based on the Tzukim and what the Rishonim are saying. Now the Chayra, it's not Maspa, at least the Shitas Rashi, because Rashi says in Pasuk Chav Dalet, the Pasuk says like this, Ula yesh chamishim tzadikim b'soy chayya. If there are chamishim tzadikim, ha'af tisbe v'loy siso la'mokoyim, l'man chamishim ha'tzadikim asher b'kirba, will you not save the Mokoyim because of the 50 tzaddikim? Pasuk Chaf Hei, Chalila Lecha Me'asoyz Kadova Azeh. So until now we're talking about saving the entire Mokoyim, the Rishon with the tzaddikim. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Chalila Lecha Me'asoyz Kadova Azeh, Elohim is tzaddik im Rosh, V'ayo ka tzaddik ha-Rosh, Chalila Lecha Shoyvin Kol Ha'oretz V'yasen Mishra. So there seems to be a stira over here from Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Hei. Pasuk Chav Dalet, we're talking about being matzil, b'loisisol ha-mokim, l'man chamishim ha-tzadikim asher b'kirba. We're talking about saving the entire mokim. The way we're learning, the midas ha-rachamim, let's say. Pasuk Chav Hei, chalila, l'cha, l'cham is tzadik imrach. Now you're talking about, now he's approaching it from a completely different angle. Now he's saying, about the fun of the tzaddikim, how could you kill the tzaddikim? So is he trying to save his whole year? Is he trying to save only the tzaddikim? And the time is, chalila l'cha, ashoivet l'yasa mishpah, to kill the tzaddikim along with the rishon. So Rashi bavons the shayla, and Rashi says, that ain't a chinam. It's basically, he's coming over here with two tainis, one on top of the other. So Rashi, Ula yesh chamishim tzadikim, asore tzadikim l'chol krach u'krach. Ki hei mekoymis yesh. Ve'im toima lo yatzilu atzadikim esar ushon. That's Pasuk Chav Dalet. Ve'im toima, that for that we're not going to be holding by saving the tzadikim. Bishvil, the Rishoyim, lo matamis hatzadikim. Oh, but the tzadikim you can't kill. Chalilu l'cha chulinu l'cha. People will say, "Das doch nicht mishpat." Hashayvet kol haaretz lo yase mishpat. Kach asisu le dar mabul le dar haflaga. Hashayvet kol haaretz lo yase mishpat. Chulan ulocha. So Rashi is going to be coming over here, but it's a two-tier taina. It's on two levels. Ashdin the taina is that the tzaddikim should say this kol haaretz, and that we're understanding that's avada b'midas harachmim. That's pasha b'midas harachmim. Tzaddikim should say the rishon. You don't even know how the tzaddikim are saving themselves. So we understood the tzaddikim themselves, according to the Rambam, we also have to come on to Rachman. So how does that fit in with the next pasuk? So we're talking mishpat, we're not talking Rachman. Why is that a tiny that it's not mishpat? That's mishpat. Mishpat is that a yachid is nitten not only kviz chuyayisav avinayisav, but a yachid on some dimension is also nitten, the kaitas mishpat, according to the balance, to the mishkol of the schusim d'avoynus of his medina and the mishkol schusim d'avoynus of kol olam kulo. That's the chal mishpat. Everybody is responsible not only to themselves as an individual, but each individual is responsible to some degree, has an achrayis collectively to his medina for kol olam kulo, and that's a chelik of the mishpat that Rambam says. So in Rashi it would appear that at least on some to some degree the tzaddikim could fall back, and the tain of Avraham Avinu was a tain of the Torah's Mishnah. It's very clear. Chalilu lecha, chulu lecha. Laham is tzaddikim rasha. Vaya ka tzaddik rasha. No chilek. Yeah, there's no chilek. No chilek because you're being down to Medina, so there's no chilek. So memanusha. If you're coming, the Torah's Rachamim. Coming with Torah's Rachamim. So they should be able to save everybody. B'Torah's Rachamim. It's the way we were explaining. Elamai, you're saying that B'Torah's Rachamim is not going to work, it's only going to work B'Torah's Mishpat. B'Torah's Mishpat is saying that there is no Mishpat over here. So where is the Chilek? Where does it break down according to... where is the breakdown over here? A Chilek between Tzadikim and Rishon. So we could say we might have been able to say that Enoch and Ami Loilam, it's all we're all talking over here B'Toyidas Rachamim, everything is B'Toyidas Rachamim conceptually. We could have said that everything here is B'Toyidas Rachamim. Now maybe the Rachamim of the Tzadikim is not maspik to say the Tfilis won't be enough to save all the Ayaris, all the Rishon, but maybe the Toyos Rachamim would be enough to save themselves. And that's what we could have said. But the problem is, like I'm saying, the Luchar the Pasuk is saying, Ashoy v'Kolaros v'Yasa Mishpat, Rashi is saying clearly that it breaks down over there, the dichotomy between the ability to save the Toyos, to save the Rishon, which Luchar would be the Toyos Rachamim, and even if they can't do that, but the Lechayah, they should at least be able to save themselves the Torah's din. Not the way we would have maybe understood that everything is Rachman. And the two psukim is Ulay Yeshamish and Sarah this fellow Silam Moko, and there should be Rachman on all the people. Khalil Akoponim, the Rachman should be masked for them. You see that's not in the Pshuta in the Mashmari Sakra. That's not Khalilah, that's not Layasa Mishba. So what's the pshat? So we mentioned last week, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and Avdala Raman Aleph, the Gemara B'Emes asks, similar to the Kasha that we're asking on the Rambam, the Gemara asks, Stira and Tzuk. In fact, the Gemara, here it says, Chalilu Lecha, La'am Tzadik, and Rasha, Chulinu Lecha, that B'Toyres Mishpat, like we're being Medayik, you can't kill a Tzadik, together with a Rasha. In Pasuk it says, V'charati mincha tzadikim rasha. Another Pasuk it says, someplace else, V'charati mincha tzadikim rasha. And you see that the tzadik is nidden with the rasha. So the Gemara can be tzadik gomer, can be tzadik she'ene gomer. The Gemara makes a distinction between chalila hulukha, pulun hulukha, by a tzadik gomer. That's a tzadik that doesn't have any aveis. I am tzadik baritz, ashayasa toi v'lo yachta. That's a tzadik tshuva. And Reisa, in Reisa, Tamutachim, Sha'ad Aveir Belaila, is Avada, you have to assume that by the next morning he's ready to tshuva. Person does tshuva, he's a tzaddik gomer. By a tzaddik gomer, Dan Hagiz, Kulin Ulacha, Laham Sadik, Khalil Ulacha, Laham Sadik in Rosh. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is saying, Lahedya, that the Pasuk by Stein Lamoida, at least Pasuk Chavhei, we were saying, Ashayvit Kolaz Lo Yasa Mishvot, we're talking over here about Tzadik Mgemurin in this part. The Chorati Mimcha Tzadik in Rasha, where it says that Tzadikim are never good to be shoy, those are Stam Tzadik. Those are Tzadikim, like we spoke last week in the Maral, that ain't Tzadik Gord, the Shayasa Tzadik Lo Yechta, but they have Shkogis at least, or they have Avedis Kalim, Avedis Shodom Dosh Bakhevav, so Epis Avedis they have. Avad in the Mishkal, ultimately, they're considered tzaddikim because they have more schuyos than they have avoinus. But they're not tzaddikim gemurim. People that are not tzaddikim gemurim is memela, and we explained the hezbah, the maral, and the skirav say a similar hezbah, that we're your tzaddik she'ena gomor. So there are some of you participated to some degree. Your aveirus were a chalik of the Mishkal, of the sum total that's ultimately over here was Mechayiv the Medina Dainish. You individually didn't have enough to be Mechayiv an Dainish. But you are a Ched, you contributed to the critical mass of Avedis that was Mechayiv the Medina. Tzadik Shein Agam. So Mele, you're Bechlal the Midas Hadin, Dainish, on the Medina of Stein Vahamayda, that also comes. But if you're Tzadik Gomer, has to Bechlal Nishkin Shaitis, you're Tzadik Gomer. So you're not mishtayik in that sense, either to the din, the Biskarov says, or the Maral says, you're not mishdai, you're not nisyachis with the Medina. What connection do you have to them? They're all chaytin, and you're a person without a blemish. Such a person at tzadik gomor is chalil l'chashay v'talor is lo yasa mishdai. So what do we see from the Gemara? See from the Gemara that we l'chayu without learning the way we've been learning. The Teretz to the Rambam is partial. The Teretz to the Rambam is not that Avraham over here was being mispallowed that it should go to b'midas harachmes. That Eino Chanami b'midas hadim, the tzaddikim we're referring to over here, also mechuyev misa. And now we show them on mitzvahim, they would have a difficult enough time. They b'emes need rachmin even to save themselves. And the rachmin would help not only being mispallowed that it should save themselves, but to save the scholar here. That we don't have to say that anymore. According to what's mechuyev in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, kum techayis. Okay, the Rambam is a geshmak. Avad is stoyim v'amayda, you see, stoyim v'amayda. Had there been tzaddikim gemudim, so not only does toch pashit hashoyv v'kolaz v'yas and mishpach, he was being misfalot, that ulai imotz and sham, they would be tzaddikim gemudim, and tzaddikim gemudim atakanam nichlal in the Einish HaMedina, they don't have the collective punishment, even the Rambam is maida, that's a gemar and avad is order. So number one, he's being mispalachul and ulchashay v'kolos lo yaseh mishpat, that themselves they're able to save and be the tzaddin. Additionally, ulay yesh hamishim tzaddikim ha'afkispe v'loisis olam mokam l'mach hamishim ha'tzaddikim ha'shev v'kirba, but you're starting off with a group of individuals that are immune to the din. They inhabit a different, they're on a different plane completely. They're on a plane where there's no midas hadin. Fakat, the midas dear midas adin is that there's oich v'chaim aruch. Dear midas adin is that they should be nitzel. If they're in a position to be nitzel, okay, so now it's the pashut that if you have a group of people that have over here, they've received, so to speak, immunization from the din. So of course their tefillas, when it says rachamim is the tefillas, the pashut that they'll be able to be matzel everybody else possibly. That's midas rach. But it's not the job that the entire mice over here, the entire tefillah of Avraham Avinu, and their tefillah should be piled to save themselves from midas rach. Saving themselves, like the pasuk says, talking about tzaddikim gemudim. And the time of Rashi that they're not going to be able to do that, because that's avad and not midas hadin already, that you want them to be by extension to save their families and their friends and their neighbors and so on. Chalil lucha ba'al kofanim ha'miyas, that they kill them. That's avad, that's even according to the Rambam, but tzadik gomor, that avad can be. Now, this is also Yesh Lahayin, this is not so posh. It says, we're making an Ukimta over here, which is Lachayra Gemara Mufurasha. It's not my Ukimta. Gemara says, Navadizara. And Khalil Lachas talking about Sakikin Gemara. Lachayra, that Gemara is Mavur, like the way we're learning, which would be Miyashin Zashita Saram, but Kimin Chayim. The problem is that Lachayra in Medish and under in Rishayim, maybe this the Rambam did learn like this. But to say that this is the Pshutai Shal Mikra, this is the way everybody should be learning this parash in the Torah, the Dechayit is a problem. Because the Gemara ends up saying, the Pasuk ends up saying, Ula Yesh Asara. As we spoke before, that he bargained it down, so to speak, to 10 people. But actually, why didn't he go less than 10? Why didn't he ask for 5? Why didn't he ask for 2? So Rashi brings from the Medrash, doesn't bring the entire Medrash, the Medrash is a little bit more barichas. The Medrash is from the Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah, Perek Mem Tes, Parsha Yud Gimel. The Medrash Rabbah says he didn't ask for less than 10 because he had a raya either. Two shittas there in the Medrash. Either because that as I Eiskelan from the Maisa of the Mabel, from Noyah and his wife and his 3 sons and their wives, so in Mela he already saw that 8 people were not able to be Matzel the entire belt. Rashi explains it, maybe nine. So Rashi, look there, Rashi, just read Rashi, and go into it. So Chachamim, so should have asked for nine. Eight didn't. Maybe nine would. What do you have to jump to ten? So Rashi has a raya. Rashi makes a chesed. Why nine? Also, clearly, if eight didn't work, then he had a raya that nine didn't work either. So immediately he asked for ten. The other thing the Medrash says is that he had a raya. Not that he had a raya, but fakir, because he knew, or at least he thought, that at the very least he had 10 over here. He assumed that over here he said you had light, the ishta, even the shevonav, and so on and so forth. So Mimela, he was asking for 10, thinking that he had 10 over here. And Mimela, lower than that, he didn't want to go because he figured that he had the amount that he needed, so immediately he only asked for 10 because he made a cheshbon between Moyach and Bonav, the Ishka and the Sheivonav, that he had a piece of mice over here. Again, with 8 and 9, and immediately, so that's the Medrash. Baal Kolponim, what you see over here in the Medrash is that we're talking about Lois and his wife and his kids, and Noyach and his wife and his kids. They're not Tzadik and Gemurim. With Feira, those people were not Tzadik and Gemurim. Clearly not. Let me buy the Biskarov we spoke last week said that Tzadik Tamim was Noyach was a Tzadik Gomer. Everybody else, it's clear that they were only saved Bishchus Noyach and Noyach Matzachain. The Sifun who says is the chat that he was able to save his family along with him because of whatever. But Noyach certainly stood head and shoulders above the rest of his family. If anything, he was saved Mitzadadin. Nobody else is even a Havamina that was a Tzadik Gomer that should be saved from the Gzeira HaKaloi. And in terms of Light himself, Lumhaisa, you see, it says, Vayiskar Elohim es Avram, Vayishalach es Light mitoy chafecha, Rashi brings that Light himself was saved only b'svusa shel Avram. So if you're talking about Tzadikim Sheinim Gemurim, okay, so you say he was a Tzadik Sheinim Gomer, but he wasn't saved in his own schus, it wasn't sufficient, he was saved b'svusa shel Avram of him. But the way we're understanding, based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that when you're saying in the pasuk Chalilu Lecha Hashayfet Kol Haaretz, that the tzaddikim themselves Avada should be saved, you're talking about tzaddikim gemurim. So where do you have over here tzaddikim gemurim? What's the raya from the fact you say you didn't ask for less than 10 people, because you saw that by Noach v'Ishta Yubanav that you had over there these 8 or 10 people, and still no, they won't say yes, they were tzaddikim shenim gemurim. They certainly weren't tzaddikim gemurim. But if you have tzaddikim gemurim that they themselves are not b'chlal chalilu l'cha ashrayvet kol haaretz lo yaaseh mishpa, they themselves are not b'chlal the mishpa, and memeilu then there's a tzad to say that it could be already extended being a srab and be able to save everybody else, so you should ask for 5 also, or maybe even ask for 1 or 2. 1, you see, didn't work by Noyah. He was one tzad to go, he couldn't save the whole world. But how do you know? Maybe if the 2 tzadikim gemurim, maybe they'll be able to save the whole world. What's your idea? Because Noyah's wife and Noach's sons and wife were not tzaddikim gemurim. So the chayre from these examples that the Medrash and the Aichacha of Avram not to ask for less than 10, because less than 10 he already had a raya that it wouldn't work. The chayre is a raya that we're not talking about tzaddikim gemurim mamash.
There's also more. Rashi says when life left Avram, then he went off the earth.
Yeah. Right. I mean, before this, in my smarl veimina, in my yom, bayar loy kes kokika ayad vikula mashke. So lechayru, I think that the pshat in the parasha here is pashat azay. We have to say like this, and zeh geshmak pshat. The pshat is like this, that lo'olam, miretoch in the parasha, we're talking here, on two separate levels, and we're talking about that, the two separate groups. It means like this. We have a raya, what I just brought a raya, is a raya that to save the whole city, in order to save the whole city, we have a raya that we're not talking about the tzaddikim gemurim, it would be sufficient tzaddikim shenim gemurim. That's what you have a raya from Noyach, from Light, and from all these examples that we just get. So Mimela, the Psukim Mataka like this. The parasha starts off, again, back Pasuk of Dal. Ula yesh hamishim tzadikim b'saychoye. We're talking over here about tzadikim she'enam gemurim, like we said originally. And why would tzaddikim shayinim gemudim? What schus would they have to be matzal in the Torah city if they can't even be matzal themselves? We asked from the Rambam that luchayru they don't even have a schus to be matzal themselves mitzad adin. So on what basis are they going to be matzal the rest of the city? The terraces, like we originally said, and that's correct. Like we saw as mavur in the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra, that on one level, the tzaddikim that are going to be matzal, that we're intending on being matzal the entire city, those are tzaddikim shenim gemurim b'midas harachmi. That's kulay b'midas harachmi. They taka need rachmi to save themselves as well, like we originally learned. That's avad b'midas harachmi. If there's no zakah eidah, I'm going to go with midas harachmim, but I need the tefillas hatzadikim. The rachmim is only going to be, the rachmim is going to come about al yidei tefillah. Tefillah is rachmim. So you need the tefillas hatzadikim in order to engender this rachmim by the Rabban Shem Shugami midas adim midas rachmim. For that avada, we're talking about chamishim tzadikim she'enem gemurim. And that's why we're negotiating that down to even 10. When we're negotiating down to Chamishim Tzadikim Einam Gemudim, that you have 10 in each city, we're backing that down, Avraham Avinu is, till you have, even if you have the minimum, if you have 10 for all 5 cities together, you have a Tefillah B'Tzibah. He had a riot that less than that is not going to work because he had 8 Tzadikim Sheinam Gemudim. Loit Vishta in the Shevanav could have been Tzadikim Sheinam Gemudim. The reason why it didn't work is they were only 8. But if you had 10 for all the cities together, B'Chlalias, Rachamim will be Masbit. That the tzaddikim, meaning not the same tzaddikim we're going to speak about right now, tzaddikim she'enem gemurim, are not going to be maspik b'midas harachmim to save the entire city. But tzaddikim themselves, now we're talking about tzaddikim gemurim, and this is the right, the Gemara Avodah Zarah is going on this pasuk. Chalilu lecha, chulinu lecha, lahamis tzaddikim rasha, chalilu lecha, shayvik kalos lo yaseh mishpat is in pasuk chafei. That pasuk is talking about the Gemara says tzaddik gomur. That doesn't mean that pasuk chavdalad is talking about tzaddikim gemurim. Pasuk chavdalad is b'midas harachmim, where they have to come off the rachmim even to save themselves. But the tefillahs will be then maspik possibly. He wanted that the tefillah should be able to be matzal in Tar Medina. But at the very least, v'im toima, that's not going to work. Here we're talking about tzaddikim gemurim, which admittedly is a little bit dochuk in the pasuk that we start Rashi's mashma that you're talking about the same tzaddik who couldn't be matzal there. Maybe he should be matzal himself. So it's a little bit l'chayda, could be dochuk in Rashi. V'alkoponim, I'm saying a pshat over here in the parasha. You're talking about now that in terms of mishpat, the tzaddikim gemurim at least should be able to be matzal themselves. L'chayda is our order over here in the psukim. Pasuk says in Pasuk Chav Dalid, actually Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayigash Avram Vayoyma, Ha'af Tispet Tzadikim Rasha. However you're learning, Rashi says, whichever Tzadikim you're talking about, Rashi says that Pasuk Chav Dalid is talking about, the Indian of Pasuk Chav Dalid is to save the entire city. The Tzadikim Schus should save everybody. Pasuk Chav Hey, it starts talking about the tzaddikim saving themselves, that don't kill the tzaddikim together with the Rishon. So I have a pasuk to Shaila. If you're looking inside, you'll see it more. Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, Vayigash Avram Vayoyma. He introduced everything that he's going to say by saying this nusach. Ha'af tisbet tzaddik imrash. And then Pasuk Chav Dalet says, Ula yesh chamishim tzaddikim, ha'af tisbet v'loisiso la'mokim l'ma chamishim tzaddikim asher b'kirba. So it doesn't make sense. You said in Pasuk Chav Gimel, you're introducing everything by saying that ha'af tisbet tzaddikim rosh, it sounds like all you're trying to do is being matzal the tzaddikim from amongst the Rishon. Ha'af tisbet tzaddikim rosh. And then, Pasuk Chav Dalet, ha'af tisbet v'loisiso la'mokim l'ma chamishim tzaddikim asher b'kirba. Pasuk Chav Gimel should introduce Pasuk Chav Hei. Where in Pasuk Chav Hei, Rashi is talking about saving at least, at the very least, the tzaddikim amongst the Rishayim. So on that you should say, ha'af tisbet tzaddikim rosh. You're going to destroy, you're going to be nisafeh a tzaddik together with the Rasha. Chalil lacham yasus kadalaze. But to introduce pasuk of Dalit, ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim. Aftis bevloisis olamokin man chamishim tzadikim Hashem bekirba. Luchayru, why are you introducing that by saying aftis betzadikim rasha? Which sounds like you're just over here concentrating. That we're focusing over here on, and the time is that you shouldn't fill the tzaddikim together with the rishon. That's the chayyim, not the point. However, you're going to learn the Rashi. If we're talking about tzaddikim gemurim, tzaddikim she'enim gemurim, of the bottom line is you're trying to save the entire year, like the pasuk says. Aftisbe lo sisal man chamishim tzaddikim asher bekirba. So then it should say aftisbe tzaddikim rasha chalil lo chamei asos kadav hazeh lo hamis tzaddikim rasha. So I'm thinking of a chiddush over here in the parasha. I'm thinking to say a chiddush here in the parasha, which is in line with the maral that we spoke out last week. That be'emes the maral says that where there's a gzeira on a medina, on a tzibur, the maral says even Avraham Avinu, the Gemara in Tanis, then says b'moi edaki roshena. The maral says. Again, the Gemara says maybe you'll do Kedar Mabul. So the Maral points out, so what's the Karbanis going to help? Dar Mabul was Mezidim. Because why Averis B'mezid? Averis B'mezid, so what are you saying, that you have Karbanis? So Maral says, no, Avada, he wasn't afraid about Averis B'mezid. He doesn't explain why we bring in the Mabul, that we explained last week. But he says, Averis B'mezid, he wasn't concerned about, in the sense that, yeah, he couldn't do anything there. So does Averis B'mezid, there's a Taishas under Taira. And there'll be nemesh. There'll be a chaluk of whatever tzada and einish comes, and that's not something that he was this clear, this chav einish. The whole concern of Avraham Avinu relative to Klal Yisrael is that ain't tzadik baruch sheyas tov leyechda. There'll be tzadikim she'enem gemurim. They're going to do avedus b'shoigeg. How are they going to be saved? So l'chayra haga atzmachem. If Avraham Avinu was concerned about Klal Yisrael only to the degree to save them from Avedis B'Shoiged, wasn't concerned about saving Rishon. He was concerned about saving people. And Tzadik Baruch Hashem Yasatay V'Layech. So what's the pshat that Avraham Avinu over here is, he wants to save every last Russian study? He's going and being misfouled that the Rabbi Shalom will be the Serachimim. Every last Russia Gomu and Stoim should be saved. L'man Chamishim HaTzadikim HaShem V'Kirba. I thought Avraham Avinu, you're telling me, was only concerned with Daidus, that Klal Yisrael should have a way of being saved, of being nitzel from Avedis B'Shoyeg against Tzadik Ba'aretz. Here you're telling me that Avraham Avinu is concerned for the Umas Oilam, for Amokim V'Anshei Sdoim Rom V'Chatoim L'Hashem Oy, that Yodim is Rebbeinu Miskavim Livnoi Goy, and he wants to save the cities of Sdoim. Well, for what purpose? Mechateisim. Chiddush Gomer. Chiddush Gomer. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that the Hakdama of Avraham Avinu. Vayigash Avraham Vayoyim Ha'aftis Betzadikim Rosh. He wasn't concerned about saving Rosh. He was concerned only about saving the Tzadikim. But there's two ways to save the Tzadikim. Since the Tzadikim Shainim Gimurim, like we say, the first Pasuk of Da'at talking about Tzadikim Shainim Gimurim, they're Nichlol in the Chet of the Medin. You can't just save them. That's impossible, because they are part and parcel. They have a chelik in the avedus. They're part of that elyonish. So Mimela, there's only one of two ways you could save the tzaddikim. Aftis letzaddikim rasha. We ask, why are you being makdim? This would sound like that you're only trying to save the tzaddikim. We are only trying to save the tzaddikim. But the way to save the tzaddikim, it's Mimela necessary to save the entire medina. Pasuk of Dalit, he's saying, Ula yesh chamishim tzaddikim soichay aftis bevloisi salam okoim. Leman chamishim tzaddikim asher bekir, but doesn't mean leman in the schus of the chamishim tzaddikim. Save them in the schus of the tzaddikim. It means aftis bevloisi salam okoim leman, in order to save the chamishim tzaddikim. Save everybody. It's worth it to save all the rishayim. Leman chamishim tzaddikim asher bekirba, b'chdei to save the tzaddikim. Haftis betzaddikim rasha, you're going to kill out the tzaddikim. Why? Because there's so many rishonim in the city. It should be kedai betfilas hatzaddikim she'enim gemurim, that are individually, if not collectively, the tzaddikim. It's kedai to save the entire city of Rishonim. Why? Leman chamishim tzaddikim asher bekirba. Anish the pshat in the schus of them, we have an agenda, we want to save Rishonim. We're only looking to save the tzaddikim. So hakal v'choyim, from what the Maharal says, legabe Avraham Avinu, by Mavidaki Roshana, Ma'af tisbe tzaddik in Russia, we're introducing on two levels we're trying to say tzaddikim over here. Number one, we're saying that l'inyan tzaddikim shenem gemurim im yesh chamishim tzaddikim b'soicho yedara nichol in the ne'enoinish ha'af tisbe v'loisi salam ha'koim b'chdei to save l'man chamishim ha'tzaddikim ha'shev b'kirba. V'im toima, that's not a taina. And their individual tzidkis is not overcome. Even b'midas harachmim is not going to be able to be matzel them through being abrogating, being mevatel mafkiya the oynish. You're not going to be mafkiya and oynish on an entire city of Rishoyim leman chamishim atzadikim to save them. Abu chalilu chami asoyz kadov azel lo'am tzadikim rasha abu tzadikim gemurim that are not nichol in the oynish. We don't have to save everybody in order to save them. Then we could save pashut them themselves. On them, there's also aftis betzadik in Russia. On them, portion, them you could save even without having to save leman the loisis alamakim. We don't have to be nice alamakim in order to save them. Chalilu chashay v'kolar, it's lo yasem mishpa. The kagavne ba'ayfin that it comes out that if you're learning like this, kum techoiz, then it's muchach then that the two psukim are talking about different tzadik. If the whole point of both psukim is just to save the tzadikim. And a pasuk of hey, you're saying chalil l'chad that b'midas hadin, you have to save the tzaddikim without saving everybody else. You could save them without saving everybody else. B'midas hadin. Why? Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the tzaddikim gemurim. So what is the whole discussion of pasuk of dalit? Until now, we understood pasuk of dalit, the chil v'chav dalit, chavei chav dalit, trying to save everybody else. If pasuk of hey, we're only trying to save the tzaddikim. So then you could say that both times we're talking about tzaddik and gemurim. Now in pasuk of dalid, the idea is maybe they'll extend out solar to everybody else. In pasuk of hey, we're saying nechayz darag. We're saying, and even if they can't do that, they should at least save themselves. But if the agenda in pasuk of dalid is also only to save themselves, and same as pasuk of hey, so how could you be talking about the same tzaddik in both of you? It's kasher day shul safe. In pasuk of dalid, you're saying the only way to save them is by saving the whole city. You're saying save the whole city in order to save them. And then Pasuk Havei, you're saying Chalil Lucha, that even if you don't save the whole city in order to save them, you have to save them anyways. It's the contradiction. Pasuk Havei, you're saying it's not necessary. You're saying Chulun Lucha is Mishpat. You could save them on their own. If you could save them on their own, so what's the mid that I have to save the rest of the city just in order to save them? And the Teretz says Ula Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim B'Soy Chayir. If you assume that the pshat is we're not looking over here to save the entire city, no, the pshat in order to be matzel them, you need to be able to save everybody. So then, behechrich, we're talking about a group of people that's not the group that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says is in pasuk chaf hey. It's not the same people. And they have to now be talking about tzaddikim she'enem gemurim, and they're going to be saved, although not mitzad adim, mitzad rachmim al yidei tefilos sayem. They'll be able to be piled to save the entire city for the purposes of at least saving themselves. And we're going to even put up with the rest of the Rishoyim, and not the Pshad we have, we don't want to save the Rishoyim. We'll have to be nice in L'chol HaMokim Ba'avudam in order to save the Tzaddikim. And furthermore, Zakir Ashi Chalil L'chol in Toima, that's not a Mahalach to save Tzaddikim. But the Tzaddikim Gemurim, Hashay V'Kolar, is Lo Yaseh Mishpat, is L'chol certainly a Anhaga to save Tzaddikim Gemurim. The Nele, in terms of the Rambam, then, you know, it's late, I'm not going to... The Rambam is Mavua, according to this, is Mamela Mavua clearly in the Psukim. That the Rambam says that Tzaddikim would be Nichol in the Einish is Mamish and Pasuk Chavdalah. Because that's the whole thrust of the Pasuk is saying. That the Tzaddikim Sheinu Gemurim, the only way to save them is by saving everybody else. So we're saying, implicit in the Pasuk is Mamish what the Rambam says. It's not just a kashim mitat teretz. We'll say, oh, maybe we're talking over here about b'midas harachamim. The pasuk is saying that in order to save the tzaddikim themselves, the only way to do it is by saving everybody else. Why? Because b'loilam the tzaddikim are in the same din as the rishon, and the only way mitzad harachamim to save the tzaddikim is al yidei that soul of everybody. Just want to mention the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, if anybody has to leave, you can leave. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Beis, based on a pasuk later on in the parasha, it says Vayispal Avram be'ad Avimelech al Dvar. It says that Ki Otzah Hashem be'ad Avimelech that they were nenash, Vayispal that they couldn't give birth and other things. to Vayispal Avram Ba'ad Avimelech, and they were Nirpa. And the next pasuk says, Vashem Pokad Sodah Kasha Omer, that Sodah and Avram had a child. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Beis, that Kol HaMispal Ba'ad Chaveda Ivu Tzorech Lo Yisoy Dover Hunen Etchila, that a person who is Mispal Ba'ad Chaveda, and he himself requires that Hatzalah himself, that Yeshua, is who Nan Etchila, he's answered before that other person. That's why the Torah is Masdech Hashem Pocket the Sodah immediately after Vayispal Avram Be'ad Avimelech. In a sense, to a large degree, that's what we're talking over here. The Kavon of Avram Avinu by saving the Tzadikim is, like we said, the Ebenezer says that you should have Tzadikim being Mispalel, Vahim Tzrichim La'isa Dover, they themselves will Bechlal Avad this Gzeira. And they'll be saved al yaday their tefillas for the Medina is avada who tzarech hem nenim tchila. What's the pshat in this zach? I was just thinking a machshava. Not something that I saw anywhere. It's a little bit of an odd lashon. The hutzarech lo yisay davar who nenim tchila. No, fashteitzach hutzarech lo yisay davar. I mean, I'm smiling about taveda if he. If he's not a tzarech lo yisay davar, so there's nothing to talk about. So avada, that's mispalel ba'ad chaveda hu nen etchila. What's mean hu tzarech lo yisay davar? And hu nen etchila also sounds like that there was a tefila on account on himself as well. Nene seems to the connotation of nene sounds like be'emes he was mispalel to himself as well. Hu nen etchila. So I was thinking of mashava rayon that be'emes a person who's mispalel ba'ad chaveda and he needs it himself. A person who's mispalel for a chayla, mispalel for a chava, a bacha, there should be matzliach belimud, mispalel for panasa, for his friend, whatever it is. And being mispalel ba'ad chaveda and you need it, is ba'emes, that's a much bigger maila and a darga that you're able to separate yourself from your own needs. If you don't need it, you don't need panasa to be mispalel for somebody else's panasa. It's not that difficult. A person who's not absorbed in his own needs, a person is loyaleinu, he's not loyaleinu, a sick person. So immediately he comes to Rufa'inu, so Fashtetzach, his mind starts wandering and he starts thinking about all the Nebuch Tanka mentioned that he can be mispalel for. Avishtelzach for a person who's himself Nebuch HaChayla, or he's a person without a job, and he comes to Rufa'inu, Baruch Aleinu, you think he's going to be thinking about other people? First, he's going to be thinking about other people before he thinks of himself. Very highly unlikely. Shteitin Chazal, it says, HaMispal Ba'at Chavedai V'hu Tzorech Lo Yisei Dava. A person that's Mispal Ba'at Chavedai, a person that himself requires it. That's the godless. That he requires it. Avad, not saying the schar is only if you need it. If you don't need it, so you can't get the schar. That's implicit in saying is that that's not in terms of the schar. That's pushed in terms of the godless of what the person is doing. The darga, the mile of this individual is being described as it's twofold. Hamispal ba'ad chaveda, and he is a v'hut tzarech lo yisei davar. And he's being mispal. He's being mispal selflessly. He removes his ego and he's mispal first. For his friend, is who nana tchila. So, in Volume, there's a little bit of a bigger oymik in it. That the pshat is, what's it, the pshat? The pshat is, because be'emis, when a person needs it himself, his tchila is la'in erich be'emis. A person who could bring himself to be mispal ba'at chavein, in something that he needs, imagine what his tchila. The difference between his tchila, the tchila of a chayla, on a person who is a chayla, is be'emis, a much more heartfelt and deep tefillah than a person is not a chayla. On the one hand, it's true; it's a tremendous mila. It's more unlikely, right? It's unlikely that a person would be able to do it. A b'shtel zechvah, a person whose bam has been out of a job for 6 months and he's being misfouled for somebody else that he should have a job. If he's able, if he has that sensitivity, that consideration for his chavra, that he's able to be misfouled ba'ad chaveda before he's misfouled for himself. So he brings for the tefillas chaveidai, elect arayin in that tefillah, all the tefillas for himself also. What does it mean he brings in the tefillas for himself? It means all his tsar, all his whole situation is he injects into the tefillas ba'ad chaveidai. Into the whole v'hu tzorech la'isay davar licked in the tefillah. Ha'mispal ba'ad chaveidai v'hu tzorech la'isay davar is the v'hu tzorech la'isay davar is in the tefillas ba'ad chaveidai. person that's a chayla and is being mispalled bat chaveira, he's a tzarech la'isay dava. Imagine the chiluk between that feeling, a person who's baruch Hashem, he has no concerns. He doesn't know what, he doesn't begin to understand what it means. He's a mispalled, it's a terrible tragedy. He doesn't begin to understand what it means. A mispalled bat chaveira, and he's a vahut tzarech la'isay dava, is come to chayis that in the tefillah bat chaveira is bamis, his tefillah is there also. His sada is licked in that tefillah, is hunan atchil. As in Mela, if his sada is in the tefillah, he's bringing his own sada to bear, not for his personal needs, not for his desires, but he's using his sada ba'at chaveira, ba'at tefillah, for the tefillah ba'at chaveira, his avad hunan atchila, because the Rabbi Nishol looks at it, that he's beseeching the Rabbi Nishol Alam, through his perspective and through his circumstances and through his yisudim, is a mele dos heisten aniyah. The Rav Shalom answers chaveira tchila because the tefillah's chaveira was predicated and anchored. The whole foundation of the tefillah about chaveira was that he was a tzarech la'isa davar. Such a tefillah is avad the Rav Shalom. Before we get to the tefillah to aniyah about chaveira, is hunan tchila. As I menach efshe is the pshat of these divrei chazal. It's something that we can learn up here from this entire parasha. The status of Avraham Avinu Ba'ad, the Anshei Sidoim Ram Chatoim Lashem Oid, just Leman Chamishim Tzadikim Asher Bekirba, all Leman the entire year, and Tfilas Avraham Ba'ad Avimelech. This idea that a person is Noisa Ba'oil Chaveiroi is something that seems to be central, throughout is a theme that's come out throughout the entire Parshas Vayera. Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed exhibited itself specifically in terms of the Gemara that Mispal Ba'at Chaveda V'Tzarech La'Oseh Davu Nanachila. Avraham Avinu is stepping up over here for Anshei Sidoim, he's stepping up for Avimelech, for the most unlikely individual, Shaya. B'Kai Gavne, even more so than his own Tzaris. This is a Limud Haskel, this is something that we have to do. Like I mentioned before, we live in a tzibur, we're in a community, we're in a shir, we're in a yeshiva. There are many individuals that need yeshuas. And both in terms of tefillas and in terms of pashat chesed and consideration, there are things, individuals that need many, and whatever could possibly be needed, you'll find there's somebody as an individual that you sit within Dalet Amos of at some point during the day that you pass by in the hall that needs your help. And I'm a spal about chaveda, and it goes without saying that it's not only in tefillas, if a person is mishtadal and he's matfiach to ease the plight of another yid, whether it's a chadah or it's a rebbe or it's a neighbor, whatever it is, a family member, is hunan tchila.